Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yo, 皆さん、漫画先生ポッドキャストへ聞いてくれてことありがとうございます。Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, as always, John Sensei. And today we're breaking down the formalities that we use when talking about giving and receiving in Japanese. Now, this is a complex topic, or I think at least an overcomplicated topic, but I think it can be extremely simplified. And for all of these notes that I'll talk about today and how we simplify them will all, of course, be on our website at manga-sensei.com. However, just as a quick preface, our giving verbs are ageru, kureru, and morau. That means that we, for people who are giving from first person, for the speaker is ageru, and the listener is kureru, and to get something would be morau. However, we do not use just these verbs exclusively. In fact, there are different verbs that we use when we're being humble, as in speaking to someone higher than us in rank or position, or age even, and also when we're speaking down. However, it should also be known that we use these words also for somewhat nuanced language, meaning that we use them in sometimes a colloquial fashion. So when I say, for example, itadakimasu or itadaku, it could be just using it in a polite way to even someone that is my same age that I just may not know very well, or when I'm simply asking for a favor just to be polite. So it's not as strict as some people would make it. However, it is also not as crude as some people would have it say it is when you use a lower level verb. For example, the verb ageru when giving to someone higher up than you is changed to sashiageru, sashiagemasu. Boku wa sensei ni shukudai o sashiagemasu. I give my homework honorifically to my honorific teacher. I'm honoring him by giving up using sashiageru. Now, if I was giving to a friend, I could just use ageru or agemasu. And lastly, if I was giving down, I would use yaru. Now, usually yaru is preserved for children or animals. However, if you're just talking with your friend, you can, and usually amongst guys, wouldn't be an inappropriate situation if you are a good friend. That as meaning you're nakuyoku natta, you're nakuyoshi. Nakayoshi, nakuyoshi. Nakayoshi. Then you can use yaru in that form, but it's still going to be considered somewhat curt to anyone else. That's the main difference. In the same way, we can use kureru. Now, if you've read our blog posts at all on our website, you know that kureru is from the speaker, not from the speaker, but from the listener for a giving verb. Moreover, the polite version of kureru is kudasaru or kudasai. So when we talk about saying something like nani nani beshite kudasai, totte kudasai is please. So we're using that in the same same way. Kureru or kudasaimasu or kudasaimashita is something that someone is doing very politely down to you, and it's used quite often. In fact, out of the polite verbs, this may be the most common in at least my experience, just because it uses base te kudasai. However, it is also used when talking about something higher. Usually in the news, you'll hear this when like a president or something does something for a group of people. The last one is, if not this second most common, the most common, the humble version of morau, which means to get or receive something. Like I could say, boku no kaatan kara keiki o moratta. I got cake from my mom. I got something. And the person that is marked with ni is the person that does the giving. However, the difference between ni and kata is that kata is usually used for an object and ni is usually reserved for a person. However, kata and ni can both be used for people. Moreover, in the same way, we can use itadaku, itadakimasu, just like you would say before you eat a meal, to humbly partake, to humbly get. You can also use an even more polite expression by using a causative before using itadaku. If you can use it in that way, particularly when you're talking over dinner about something, you could itadakimasu. Or if I'm talking about I go over to my friend's house and my friend's mother cooks up a yummy, yummy meal, and I eat the meal and I say, oh, yoku nanka tabete itadakimashita. I humbly partook in eating because I use the base te like I would morau, but I've attached it with itadaku, which is humble version of that. So let's jump back and go over it one more time just for simplicity's sake. Giving up with ageru is sashiageru. Ageru is the normal, and then giving down to like dogs or animals, or amongst guy friends usually, would be yaru. For kureru, we would use kureru for give from the listener, and then we also use kudasaru from someone giving from a higher position down. Now remember, this is also extremely polite. If you use your teacher, say kuremasu is just fine. You won't be rude. And lastly, instead of morau, you can use itadaku. Itadakimasu. Yari sasete itadakimashita would be a very, very polite way of saying that something was done for you or that you humbly partook in that. With that, I think we're about over for time. Remember, you become fluent after 10,000 mistakes, so let's make mistakes. And I'll see you tomorrow. Jane.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.